This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, dial toll free, bring up anything you want as we launch into the third hour of this live Sunday edition of the show. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Coming up, some more insanity from Venezuela, which is just absolutely horrifying, but yet interesting and enlightening situation to observe.
Case study.
With you tonight in the studio, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We're going to go right back into your phone calls and thoughts first, though. So let's start with Gary, listening in Rapid City, South Dakota, online. Go ahead, Gary.
Oh, hi. Nice to talk to you, and I enjoy your show. I've listened to it for quite a few years.
Thank you. I'm sorry to interrupt. Did you find us originally on the radio there in Rapid City? Because we used to be on KOTA. Long time ago.
No, I used to listen to you when I lived in Hong Kong, and I sort of followed you on my app when I came back.
Oh, excellent. Ago. Well, yeah. The good news is the station, KOTA, in your area is looking for programming, and the current program director, unfortunately, he's leaving, but he actually likes Free Talk Live. And so if you get a chance, hit up the local station. And this applies to anybody listening. Talk to your local talk radio stations. If you're an Internet listener and you're not getting the show locally on a local station, it doesn't take but more than a few minutes of your time on a weekday. Call during business hours and see if the program director is available. If not, leave a message and tell them you're interested in hearing Free Talk Live on the station. It might help. Anyway, go ahead with what you're calling.
I'll talk to him. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay, well, here's the thing. This is a town of about, say, 60 to 70,000 from 2010 statistics. Not very big. But we're not
It's so big for South Dakota.
Yeah, well, we're not so far from Pine Ridge Indian Reservation.
All right.
And I'm going over to the eastern half of the state to work on the reservation. But in any case, the cops here and the laws here about drinking kind of bother me, even though I don't drink alcohol.
Okay.
A friend of mine went back to jail for violating his probation because he was drinking. He's been there over a year, and he's getting out before Christmas. And another guy I know was sitting in it. He had been on probation. He moved out of the mission where he was homeless. Moved into a Section 8 housing, and he was seen in his living room drinking a beer, and somebody saw him through his window spying on him, called the cops. They evicted him from his residence, and he was back in the mission again, plus he got fined. He was lucky he didn't go to jail, and if you drink a beer in the park, you're definitely going down to the county jail for 3 days with a fine. And when I lived in Hong Kong, you could go to the park and sit and drink a beer.
My God, there must have been drunks everywhere. People must have been puking and urinating all over the city of Hong Kong.
No, they just sit. No? You go to the convenience store, get a beer, sit in the park. Cops won't bother you. My friend laid on the sidewalk until like morning from being drunk in the pub, and the cops all surrounded him and they said, "Can we help you to the bus stop?" I mean,
nice.
I come back over
here. Well, they wanted his ass out of town.
Where do they get these laws from? I just don't understand. I'm sorry, I've been gone too long. Maybe.
That's a good question. Where do the laws against open container come from? And wait, you said the guy was inside his house and they came out?
Yeah, he was sitting in the living room. Some neighbor saw him and knew he was on probation. I don't know how he found out.
Oh, okay, he's on probation. I'm sorry, I missed that detail.
And they evicted him, and he's lucky he didn't go back to jail, but...
It's Puritanism. It's prohibition. I mean, this is...
Well, to some extent, what he's dealing with
Puritanism,
is racism, too. Let's not forget where he is. Now, the old saw is, and I think there's some truth to the stereotype, is that Indians can't hold their liquor. And that's the whole notion that goes. So,
but they have open container laws all across the United States,
true.
And they're enforced against everybody.
But they're going to be even more rigid in a community like this. That's in that proximity. This is speculation on my part, but in Canada, for instance, it's illegal up in like Nunavut. Alcohol is just illegal. They just said, those Indians can't handle it. We'll just make it illegal. So it's that stereotype is out there.
Yeah, well, it just seems bothersome that people don't have liberties to do what they want. If they're not bothered.
Absolutely. It's just there ought to be a law mentality is where open container laws come from.
Well, this affected you somewhat, Johnny Ray. They raided your home because of a still in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yes, that's right.
Years ago.
They came responding to a noise complaint.
Okay, so it wasn't because you had the still is what happened.
Yeah, somebody was having a party. They had gone to a different address because somebody had called in a noise complaint, and there was nothing doing at the address they went to, but we were talking in the driveway, and they came, there was one officer, I think, who came and approached us, and he looked in, he saw inside the kitchen, inside the door, I had a distiller going in there, but I had it wrapped up in camouflage blankets for insulation, and it looked very strange. It had coolant tubes coming out, and he asked to know what it was, and unwisely, I told him exactly what it was.
Johnny Ray, you should have known better than that.
You have to, you learn after a while that it's okay to lie to the cops.
Well, you don't even have to answer the question. It's just none of their business at all what that is. So, and you were kind of still relatively new here at that time. I mean, that wasn't too long after you moved in.
I'm sure it came as a real surprise, too.
Yeah. So
I think it does come, Gary, from Prohibition, which still hasn't really left us. In various different areas of the country, there are still a lot of vestiges of Prohibition that remain. You mentioned, what was it, none of it in Canada, Mark? But there's also plenty of places in the South here in the United States where they have what they call blue laws. And there are blue laws actually outside of the South, but there are dry counties and dry towns where alcohol sales are just prohibited. We're in the 21st century, but it ain't that far from the 20th century, and you know these same attitudes are still very, very prevalent, unfortunately. Thank you, Gary, for your call tonight. I appreciate it.
If it's not outright prohibition, then it's just them wanting to get their cut. Here in New Hampshire, I think alcohol sales are the greatest source of revenue for the state.
I bet it's outside of property tax. I can't imagine alcohol sales outstrips property tax.
The property tax gets split between the town, the county, and the state. Now, I would not claim to know what the source of revenue, what the revenues are, but I will say that
it's big.
It's a good chunk, but
millions and millions of dollars.
Sure, but that's because they're taking a piece of every house, every piece of property in the whole state. But at the same time, they're not getting all of the property tax.
And it's stuff like that that really shows where their heart is. The state doesn't have a heart. The state doesn't exist. Only individuals exist. But and because of that, they're cold and lifeless.
Well, those individuals are very, very convinced, though, that they operate under the legitimacy of the state.
They do. They do. The state will argue that they're there to help. And these vice laws are,
with all the evidence to the contrary, they'll argue that.
Yes, they'll make the claim. But the state-run gambling, state-run alcohol sales, those things put the lie to that whole idea for me. It just doesn't wash that the state is a moral. Enabler of moral activity. Somebody who's going to help you live a good life.
You don't enable morality by violating
it. Scratch tickets.
Well, no, but by violating morality, by threatening somebody. Oh, well, you better do as we say because it's moral to not drink, or else we're going to hurt you.
Yeah,
I mean that's essentially the basis of immorality right there. To force your viewpoint on somebody. By the way, I'm looking at the New Hampshire. There's a really handy website that's actually run by the government, apparently, here in New Hampshire, called Transparent NH, NH.gov.
Your taxes at work, Ian.
They're looking at the fiscal revenue or whatever for the state of New Hampshire. Approximately $1.4 billion comes from the general funds. Here, and that includes the property tax. There's a bunch of different taxes. Property tax is about 15% of that $1.4 billion, and the liquor funds are $61 million.
in 1 year.
Okay.
Here in New Hampshire. So property tax is definitely a huge chunk.
Outpaces it by a long shot.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But still, you know, $61 million is 1% of the yearly budget. And that's nothing to sneeze at. It is still a large number. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
Franklin is part beagle and part yellow lab. He was rescued in 2010 from the streets of Los Angeles. Somebody threw him out of a car and shattered his leg. He was malnourished and emaciated. He was also shedding excessively. The vet bills, the prescriptions became increasingly expensive. And he wasn't eating. That led me to look for other food sources for Franklin, including a raw dog food diet. I found the entire recipe, which incorporated raw meat, eggs, rice, Dynavite, and Lico Chops, his omega-3 supplement on Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Now he's thriving. He's shedding much less. He never misses mealtime. And his coat is soft and shiny. Like that you guys are focusing on rescue dogs, I think every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dinovite. 859-428-1000. Start that little pet off right. Just go to Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live. Coming up, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. Plus, if we get time, we'll talk about Venezuela abandoning their price controls. It's actually surprisingly good news coming out of Venezuela. Plus, there's some bad news coming out of Venezuela as well. And you can share your thoughts about anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Healthcare is all messed up in the United States. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health and not sickness. Now, sure, health insurance pays you for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. Now, doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? You can check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor as well. Traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. And I don't think they cover those in insurance plans.
No, I don't think you're going to get massage covered generally in an insurance plan.
You'll love the service and price, HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
They did a great job for me when I was, I worked with them, had one occasion too, and it was really great.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here on this live Sunday edition with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark. William is on the line in Phoenix. Go ahead, William.
Yeah, my niece Jackie came out as gay about 6 months ago.
Okay.
And it was a really big step for her. She had a really difficult time shortly after with some suicide attempts.
Oh, dear.
She was having a difficult time and still is blending religious expectations with her desire to be with another woman.
How old is she, if you don't mind?
14.
Okay.
14 years old.
That's a hard time to be gay, from what I understand. You know, being in a government school.
There's a campaign called "It Gets Better."
Right, trying to remind young people that real life, kids, isn't like school. So it gets better from here. Once you get out of the government school, where you're forced to be around people who might hate you, you can actually then choose the people that you surround yourself with from that point forward. But it can be hard to get that message through to somebody when every day they have to face people who are deriding them and making fun of them and maybe even physically attacking them. It can be a scary place going to these government schools. So go ahead with your story.
Yeah, so her extended family and most of her friends and her community would be of a religious mindset that this is inherently wrong. I guess in the best light that they would put it in is that this is something that would be a trial that's given to them and that they're supposed to continue their life in abstinence.
That's got to be a blast.
Yeah, and now, believe it or not, that's a better position than maybe the position I heard maybe 20 years ago, which was to either pray the gay away or just get married to the opposite sex and that it will just go away.
That doesn't work.
Yeah, even though the family and everything I've seen is that the family has accepted her with open arms and with a lot of love, there's still that mindset or still that preset determination that is really troubling to her. So I held an event at my home where I had a couple that is good at speaking to groups like this come and
hey, William, I'm sorry to interrupt you here. You can tell me about the event in a moment. I just want to make sure. Are you on like a headset or something like that? Because your audio levels are kind of all over the place, and it's a little difficult to make
out what
you're saying.
Yeah, I'm on a headset, but it usually works pretty good. Is it any better now?
Yeah, maybe a little bit better. Go ahead. I mean, if you're driving, that's all you got to that's all you got to say. But if you're not driving, I would recommend generally to callers to not be on headset devices. Generally, it does not make calls sound better. Just saying.
Okay, I'm going off the headset.
All right. I don't actually know if that's any better. But go ahead. Let's try this. Let's see how it goes.
Okay. So I had a couple that's good at speaking, about this topic to religious groups come and speak to the family. And I think overall it went very well. I don't think anybody did a 180-degree turn on their beliefs or anything.
So are these people from this group? Are the people from this group that you had come speak, are they also religious so they can, like, relate to the people with whom they're speaking?
Yes. Yeah, I chose that specifically. I guess maybe a little inside-the-system style activism.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And these aren't, you know, these bigoted beliefs, prejudicial beliefs, are things that are not going to change overnight. Even with all the, you know, you can trot out all the Bible verses you want to, and I'm sure there's Bible verses you can find that support, you know, being...
They go one way and they go the other.
Being loving towards gay folks, which, of course, is what I support, is being loving towards all people. But, it's still going to take time. It's going to take time, and at least it's not the most... terrible environment possible for her, as you pointed out. But obviously, that hasn't stopped the suicide attempt. So sorry to hear about that frustration. Is there any other ideas that you wanted to share? Or were you looking for input from us?
No, I just wanted to share that experience.
Okay, very good. Thank you, William, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And good luck with that, because, like I said, changing those beliefs, those long-held, generational kind of beliefs, is a really hard thing to do. So thanks for trying for her, I'm sure. Even if she's not immediately appreciative of it, hopefully later down the line she
will be. Best thing you can do in this circumstance is just support the family member. You know, yeah. I mean, it's hard enough to come out or whatever these things are. It's difficult. The best thing you can do is support them.
Absolutely. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Parker is on the line in Washington listening, or actually on via Skype. Go ahead, Parker.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just... on here talking to you guys.
About what? What's your call about? Go ahead.
So I was having this conversation with one of my friends earlier today on Facebook. Mark, you heard me talking about him, what was that, on Friday?
It doesn't matter. Many of our listeners tonight weren't listening Friday, so what's this about tonight?
So anyway, I was talking about this book or article called The Science of Justice, which you may or may not have read. It's by Lysander Spooner. And he's already read a couple of different things or some of Lysander Spooner's Constitution of No Authority, and he disagrees with it for whatever reason. And so I asked him, do you agree that all human rights come from nature? And he said no. And so I asked,
I also disagree that all human rights come from nature. Unless, of course, you want to make the argument, which I would accept, that nature includes humans. But many people won't look at it that way. So human rights came from humans. We came up with the idea. Is
right.
What I would say. Anyway, go ahead.
Right. So I asked him why he believes that human rights don't come from nature. And he's got... a rebuttal to that.
All right, I want to hear it. Hang on, Parker. We'll bring it back. Human rights. We'll talk more about that.
Where they come from?
Yeah.
Because I don't agree with Ian.
And you can join us, and we'll get Johnny Ray's input as well.
Most deaf.
855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. It is the Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You join us here. Toll free. Bring up anything you want. Live Sunday edition continuing. Coming up, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week, plus your calls about absolutely anything you want to discuss. Monero. GetMonero.org is the website. We've talked about it here. We actually interviewed the one of the head programmers for it. It is a competitor to Bitcoin, but it's not a competitor that, if you're paying attention to cryptocurrency, that you're used to. Most of the competition to Bitcoin is basing their cryptocurrency off of the Bitcoin code. Monero was created from the ground up, from scratch, and not based on the Bitcoin code. It's one of the reasons why it has been as successful as it has, becoming one of the top 10 cryptos out there, and it's been traded on darknet markets, which has been a huge boost to Monero's popularity, and that's similar to what happened when Bitcoin got its start. A friend of the show, Roger Ver, who many in the Bitcoin community know as Bitcoin Jesus, was an early proponent of Bitcoin. He's a libertarian, an entrepreneur, and a peace activist, and he's predicted great things for Monero, including a market cap as high as $1 billion in the future, and also Jax.io is incorporating it into the Jax wallet, which is the official wallet of Free Talk Live, and I gotta say, I'm super excited about that happening, because right now Monero, it's a little hard to use. You kind of have to be a little more computer savvy to use Monero properly these days. There's a web wallet for it, but you really shouldn't trust those web wallets. So looking forward to Jax incorporating this, because it is a very promising currency for the future. Now, we're not going to tell you to buy it, but you do owe it to yourself to become educated about Monero and make your own decision. GetMonero.org is where you can go to learn more. Download the software if you want to get in on the techie end of things. GetMonero.org. as we continue with your calls and thoughts. Parker is on the line with us in Washington State. Now, Parker, you were talking about human rights. You were having a conversation on Facebook with somebody, and you wanted to share, I guess, one of the objections or what it was that he was saying to you. Because you said that human rights are sort of a natural thing, that nature gives them to people.
I believe that, as Lysander Spooner makes the same point, that our rights come from nature. It's part of natural law. And I asked him if he believes that, and he said no. He said, I do not believe that in the idea of inherent rights. And I asked why, and he said, because the idea of rights is that it is something that cannot be given or taken away. And yet, anything can be taken away by someone who is determined. And so I asked, is there...
Does that make it right, though? I mean, you know, a determined person can take your TV. That doesn't mean it's not your TV, right?
Exactly. That's a great point.
But he's using that to deny the inherent nature of those rights. The suggestion being that if they were inherently natural, that they would be immutable. Now, I don't know if you were saying they would be immutable, but that's what he seems like he's objecting to there.
Right. Well, I rebutted that by asking, if our rights do not come from nature, then where do they come from? And he said that they come from ourselves.
Yes, I agree with him completely there.
Okay.
Which you could argue is nature, right? Because humans are natural. We're part of this planet. You know, nature is humans is nature. So you can argue it from that perspective, that but he's not.
I disagree that they come from ourselves.
Okay.
And I'll use an argument from nature. I believe they come from God.
Okay.
I believe that they are interwoven into the fabric of the universe. However, I can't prove that.
But I believe that people are God, so therefore... They are coming from God and people and nature all at once.
Fine. So what I would say is that animals have territory, right?
That's a thing for animals. Yeah,
yep,
a lot of them.
Did that come from the inside, or is that something that was ingrained in them?
Well, I mean, you're talking about splitting hairs with that. I mean,
no, I don't
coming
think you
from
are.
The inside and being ingrained can be the same thing.
Yeah,
right?
I think that. Tigers have territory. I assume tigers have territory. I really don't know that much about tigers.
Wolves have territory.
Fine. Wolves it's have likely. Territory because they're wolves, not because they thought to themselves, you know what we ought to do?
Yeah.
Kick all the other wolves out of here and we'll have all the prey to ourselves. They don't do that.
Well, what about psychopaths? I mean, did they just, you know, miss out on the rights train when it came to the inherent ability to understand and agree with that?
Property?
No, I think that the psychopaths are aware that they're breaking natural people's rights.
Sure,
but
they have rights. They don't believe.
I'm not sure what the difference is between psychopaths and sociopaths, but there is some sort of mental imbalance, and one of them or the other is aware that they are violating someone's rights, be them natural or otherwise, and just don't care.
A psychopath wants rights from a thief. Doesn't want to be stolen from, mm-hmm. They only wish to steal because they have found that that is an easy way to get property. It's easier than working. So
right.
But they have a system for acquiring property, and they understand ownership. That's not really the argument there. What rights are is rights are a function of ownership. You have rights because you own yourself.
But some people don't understand or agree with that concept, so it's clearly not universal.
No, I'll absolutely agree with you that some people do not agree with our definitions of property rights,
mm-hmm.
But people generally agree to some definition of property rights. So I have yet to find a person who says that there's no such thing as any sort of property.
A lot of native tribes and such don't
have
the same
concept.
Communal
property. Try walking in and taking their sticks.
No, I see what you're saying there, but they didn't have the same concept of
I'm not claiming
you know,
it's
like
the same.
Property
Look,
and
I don't have the same concept
land.
Of property as a politician does.
Right.
Okay, they believe they own your stuff because they can take a percentage
well,
of it.
Well, if it's inherent in nature, then shouldn't it be more universal, the understanding of it, because it's not.
The understanding of property is universal. Our our definition of it, our understanding of it, continues to get a finer point on it as society grows. Mm. And right. hopefully we get the finest point upon it by the time that we're able to, I don't know, blow up the whole planet.
Well, once again, you're talking about, you know, understanding it better means people are studying it, they're learning more about it, they're coming to agreements, they're disagreeing about it.
Science.
As I understand it, it is.
If it's a science, it's a study of what is factual.
Uh-huh.
If economics studies what is factual, property
ownership...
The fact
is, you can stick a gun in somebody's face and take their stuff. That's a fact.
That's a study of war. That's not a study of economics. Right. Now, that is
doesn't matter. When we're talking about rights, some people believe they have a right to stick a gun in your face and take your stuff. They call themselves governments.
Yeah, I got you, Ian. Just because they believe that they can do that.
Many people support them in that. I'm just telling you, this is not universal. You said it was inherently, you know, universal within people.
It's not. Look, I know. I believe that
if it were, we have no problem spreading the ideas of freedom.
You're twisting my words. I said that the ideas were woven into the fabric of the universe.
Uh-huh, right.
We cannot see if there is life on Mars today, right?
Right.
That doesn't mean that there is or isn't. It's just that we don't know.
Okay. I'm not telling you I disagree with you. I'm not saying I disagree with you. I agree with you that there are certain rules in this universe, and a lot of those are immutable, and you can't get around them, like the laws of economics or whatever we're talking about here. But on the other hand, you know, they're not respected by a lot of people.
Absolutely.
And if people aren't going with that, then that means that there has to be agreement for rights to truly matter and for them to exist. You can say, oh, they're part of the universe, but if people don't agree with that, if people don't inherently believe in the concept of rights and respect the rights of others, then it doesn't matter.
You can go against the flow on a river. It's not going to work as well. Mm-hmm. What rights are is like the flow. It's the study of economics.
You.
And if we respect the rights of others and they respect ours, everything's going to go really, really well.
Exactly. Unfortunately, convincing people of that is the tricky part, as Patrick is discovering, because people do not inherently agree on this.
Well, you and I can't even agree that rights come from the inside, or they come from the universe, or they come from nature, or whatever.
Well, I think all of those things are true. It's just that people will reject many of these things, and so therefore you have to have agreement in order for them to truly matter to people.
Here's what you do, Patrick. Wait for homeboy to say that might makes right. Pull out a knife, stick it in his face, and take his wallet.
Well, you know, here's the interesting thing is that...
Don't do that.
So he basically said that... what I asked is there any limit on what rights people can have if they can anoint themselves whatever rights they want. For instance, can I anoint myself the right to rob you or to murder you?
Hold that thought. It's an interesting question. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free, with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up anything you want. Even in these remaining moments, we've got enough time for you. Live Sunday edition continuing here with you tonight. It's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. And if you support the show and you want to actually get behind us financially, one of the ways to do that that's the most effective for us is the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $5 a month with any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa, MasterCard, as well as Bitcoin on our website over at amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. Get the perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we have Parker on the line with us in Washington, bringing up an interesting conversation about rights. I think libertarians love to talk about stuff like this.
I certainly do.
Unfortunately, a lot of people don't really understand these concepts, and they either, and even if they do basically understand what rights are, they don't apply them consistently, or they reject them entirely. And Parker, you were giving us an example of a conversation you were having, and what was the point you were kind of recapping with your, you're talking with some guy on Facebook about rights, and you're kind of recapping a point right before we went to the break.
So I asked him at one point after he asked me a question of where else could these rights come from if they don't come from ourselves, and I asked him, well, is there any limit on what rights I or any other person could anoint upon themselves? Such as, for instance, the right to murder you or rob you. And, of course, he said that fails to answer the question. So
Where else could they come from if they don't come from the inside? So I would argue that if they don't come from the inside, they come from the outside. And that would mean that somehow they were, you know, like your genetics were not from the are not from the inside. They came from the outside. Your parents donated the genetics. And I believe in your genetic code is the belief in property. I will claim, I will agree, I will concede that humans' ideas of property are certainly not very well meted out. We've only had, call it 20,000 years of Homo sapiens sapien at this point.
Right, that's a belief for which there really isn't much evidence. That's just a pure, that's pure faith, right?
No,
Mark?
I don't believe it's pure faith at all. I mean, we humans generally believe in property, right?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay. Can you tell me a human that doesn't believe in property?
As I was saying, there are some examples of, like, native cultures.
Yeah,
also, communists, a lot of them claim not to believe in property.
No, they believe in personal belongings, right? They'll use a different terminology. You can't walk into the communists' little cell in the commune, and you can't take their personal pictures, because they'll say that that's theirs and that it's not property, it's belongings, and that there's a difference.
It's just evidence that, you know, they don't believe as you do.
They don't believe it the same, Ian. I conceded that. Remember me saying...
It's a belief that you have, Mark.
No, it's
you
not,
did say it was
Ian.
A belief. You said it was a belief.
Okay,
that's
fine.
What it is.
It's an effing fact, Ian. That humans
different. You don't have any evidence.
Yes, I do. Humans. Okay, you don't have any evidence to the contrary.
You're the one making the claim. You have to prove it.
I can't find you all 7 billion people on the planet, you nut job.
No, you can't prove that it's built into genetic code. You can't prove any of those
can't
things.
That, I can't say it's built into genetic code, but every human believes in property.
Also, you can't prove that. Go ahead, Parker.
Okay, so anyway, so I asked him that, and I also pointed out that, you know, rights have to come from nature, because in such a case, all humans would end up having the same rights, the rights to life, liberty, and property. And so he responded, the problem with rights is that they are based on the idea that they cannot be taken away. Therefore, the limit would be that someone... What someone can do. For example, someone cannot take away one's rights to rob or murder. And so I responded by saying, so you're saying I may get together with a friend to rob and murder you, and it would be perfectly acceptable because I'm utilizing my abilities to rob and murder you. And he said, what is the difference between privileges and rights? To which I said, a privilege can be taken away, whereas a right cannot. There is, however, rights, and there are wrongs.
Did you say this guy believes there's a right to rob and murder people?
I don't believe or don't recall whether I said that, but it seems as though he's saying.
Well, you're dealing with a psychopath, if that's the case. If, you know, if there's a person out there who believes they have a right because they're sucking air or whatever it is they're doing to commit robbery and murder against other people, you're dealing with a maniac, and there's no point in talking to that person. I would say move on. And thank you, by the way, for the call. It was an interesting conversation. But that's the problem with Facebook is there's all kinds of people who will argue with you, but ultimately you're not going to get anywhere with
right. Facebook, you know, the 99.something% of arguments on Facebook result in nothing. Nothing except frustration. Because, even when you are dealing with someone who will, the vast majority of the time you're going to deal with somebody who won't, they won't argue fair. You'll make some really great points. You'll ask a couple of questions, and then they'll
ignore it.
And they'll go ahead and they'll say something that's completely unrelated. You'll then say, "Hey, let me repeat those points because I think they're really salient here. And could you answer my questions because I'm trying to lead you down the primrose path here so that we can get to a conclusion." At which point they'll answer the question, "Yes, no," and then they'll then you'll try to answer the next question. I mean, you'll spend days and days and days on the exchange, and they'll just be, like, bored and wander off.
I think, what was the caller's name?
Parker.
Yeah, Parker's friend was just confused, made common confusions about rights theory, and I'm certainly not an expert, but the fact that you can, that something can be taken away from you is not, that's part of the definition of a right, is that it would be wrong for that to be taken away from you. But it doesn't mean that it cannot be taken away from you.
That's true, because in order to have rights, you have to have human agreement. And without that, then it's just an idea. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We're going to Johnny Ray's home of Asheville, North Carolina, where Mark is listening to the radio.
All right. Hey, how are you
listening
doing?
To WWNC. Go ahead.
All right. Yes. Well, I've got I've got an idea that I believe that it was predestined for Hillary Clinton to be president. I think that, I don't know, the powers to be behind the scenes have orchestrated this whole thing. It's funny, I'm a movie buff. I've been watching a couple of movies. One is it was a futuristic movie, Pluto Nash, with The Adventures of Pluto Nash, right? It's with Eddie Murphy, and it's futuristic where they go to the moon, and the dollar bills all have Hillary Clinton's face on it, you know, for one thing. And that was a couple of years ago, right?
That's a scary, scary idea.
Yeah, and Back to the Future has got a little spot in it where it shows the front page of the newspaper, and they go to 2015, and if you look close, it's got a little spot on the side of the paper where it says Washington, it says the president, and it says she is tired, you know. So I don't know what it's all about, but I do believe that she will be president. I think that it
seems pretty likely at this point, but we'll see.
Right, and I was also listening to the talk radio that was talking about the WikiLeaks. So I Googled it, and I found out that there's some emails talking about her disclosing aliens and zero point energy, and they're setting a date for that. So
really, I hadn't seen that one.
Heard that.
That's very interesting. I wish we had more time to talk about that with you, Mark, but we are short on it tonight, man. Thanks for the call, though. I do appreciate it. Let's bring Will Coley on the line from the Call to Freedom, great Muslim freedom-friendly show on LRN.FM. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing tonight?
Assalamu alaikum.
Great. So I had this story. I wasn't sure if you guys got a chance to get to it tonight. I've been out with the family until I just got home a little while ago.
Well, you've got all of 30 seconds to tell us about it, unfortunately.
Well, it says here, Guantanamo detainee Mahmoud Aoud Slahi, one of the most tortured inmates at the U.S. detention center of Guantanamo Bay, was released to Montenegro today after 14 years without charge or trial.
Oh, man.
So the man that we tortured more than any other inmate turned out was completely innocent. We let him go 14 years later with no charge, no trial.
Well, if he wasn't a violent killer before, he may very well be interested in doing that kind of thing now after having been tortured for as many years. But hopefully he'll, is he going to get a payout or anything like that? Or are they just turning him loose and saying, see ya?
Don't know yet. The story's just not coming out. The release was earlier today.
Thanks for that. Check out the Call to Freedom on LRN.FM Sunday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Time with Will Coley. In the meantime, we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. And we'll get Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. Sorry about
that. You said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
A dozen medical cannabis cultivators and processors have partnered with Medical Genomics to record and track the genetics of cannabis strains on the Bitcoin blockchain. The Massachusetts-based firm has partnered with a preliminary group of 12 cultivators and processors to develop a fully validated genomic-based safety and quality standards for medical cannabis. MGC's StrainSeek service records the unique genetic information of cannabis and hemp strains derived from DNA sequencing into the Bitcoin blockchain database. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
As
the doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.